my friends, my fam, my followers, my listeners, my viewers, whatever the heck you are, I appreciate you turning up on a Tuesday with me today, taking some time out of your day to listen to this, to extract some value, and to be able to apply this value to your life. If you're somebody like me who's charging the mountain today and having a great day thus far, keep it on up. Keep going. Keep that head of steam full speed ahead. If you're somebody on the other end of the spectrum, though, somebody who's struggling, somebody who got their ass kicked to start the day today, one, I apologize. But two, I want you to know that you possess the power within, and it stems from a simple mindset to turn your day around to make it better than how it started and reach that peak of your day today and get value out of your day and the rest of the hours that we have left in the day. So if you're somebody who's struggling, what I want you to do is I want you to rid yourself of distraction. I want you to put your phone down. I want you to minimize a few windows on your computer. And what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to take a deep breath. And what I want you to do is I want you to tell yourself, whether it be out loud or in your mind, I want you to tell yourself that I am powerful. And I possess the power to make my day better today. I want you to sit there for a second with your eyes closed. Keep taking some deep breaths. Focus on that. And then I want you to open up your eyes. And what I can promise you is this, is that you, by ridding yourself of distraction, you focusing on yourself and your well-being, you calming down, relaxing, and breathing right then and there, that simple positive affirmation that you just provided yourself, you'd be amazed at the power that that provides you and will provide you if you're somebody that just did this for the rest of your day today to refocus you, even if you're having a great day. But if you're having a rough day, watch what that does for you. And that's my challenge for you if you're having a rough day to start. But that's not why I wanted to hop on here with you. What I wanted to do today, I was thinking while I was driving to the gym, I'm actually sitting outside the gym right now before I go in to work out. And I was thinking about some ways that I can challenge your thinking, that I can kick it into high gear for you today to challenge you and to make you think about certain things as we're heading into a holiday season. So my question to you and the thing that I'm going to pose to start is this, is why do we have to wait for the world? And I'm going to say it again, and I want you to think about that before we move forward, is why do we have to wait for the world? And you're probably asking yourself, you're like, Jimmy, what are you trying to convey to me? Why? What's the meaning behind the question? You know, what value can this possibly add to me in my life today? And that's a great question. But what I want you to extract from the following is this, is the holiday season is upon us, right? It's a great time of year. We get to spend it with friends. We get to spend it with family, with loved ones, whoever it may be, significant others. We get gifts. We get to give gifts. We get to serve people. We get to provide people happiness in their lives. We get to put smiles on faces. And heading into a new year, a lot of people have new goals for themselves. January 1, I want to lose weight. January 1, I'm going to start to work out. January 1, I'm going to be a better dad or a better mom, so on and so forth. This is a very positive time of year for the most part. Now, there's obviously on the other end of the spectrum, you know, there's depression, there's anxiety, because a lot of people aren't as fortunate as most of us listening to this, that don't have family, friends, loved ones, and people to lean on during the holiday season. So one, I want you to be grateful for what you have if you're somebody that has the gift of family and friends and people who love you and you get to share the holiday with. But two, what I want you to do is if you're somebody who's very fortunate, is I want you to serve people who are less fortunate. I want you to go to a food kitchen. I want you to go to a pantry. I want you to go grab an angel off the angel tree in the mall. And I want you to do something positive for other people who don't get to share those triumphs or those exciting times in life and get to feel loved and appreciated on a daily basis like you do. So that's the first thing. But two, why do we have to wait for the world to give gifts on Christmas? Why do we have to wait for the world to start our goals and become the most elite version of ourselves on January 1? Why do we have to wait for the world to show love and compassion on Valentine's Day? Why do we have to wait for the world to show and be a very positive person in someone else's lives until January 1 or the holiday season? Why do we have to wait for someone's birthday to make them feel loved, to make them feel appreciated, to make them feel of importance? And that's what I want you to think about. It's because 99.9% of the world is average. And that's why we coin it the force of average. Because the average person is not willing to be different than 99.9% of the world. And the people that you inspire to be like, the people that you inspire to emulate, the people that you read about, you listen to, you watch, those were the 0.1% of the people who dared to be different. And if you're somebody who wants to change your life, if you're somebody who wants to be a better person, if you're somebody who wants to smile more and love yourself more and feel appreciated, if you're somebody who hates your 9-to-5 job and wants something more for yourself, or you want to find a job that makes you happy instead of just living comfortably like the rest of the world because it provides me a good paycheck, then you have to be the 0.1% who says, I'm going to dare to be different because I want more for myself. I want to be happy. I want to be the most elite version of myself every time that I wake up in the morning. I want to love myself. I want to love my life. I want to be a positive influence for other people, not just when it's most convenient on the holidays. So that's what I want to challenge you to think about heading into a holiday season, is that it is only you that is stopping you. You don't have to wait until Christmas to give gifts. You don't have to wait until January 1 to start eating better or to exercise more. You don't have to wait for the rest of the world, because the longer you're waiting is the longer that you're going to be hopeful for something to change. What you need to realize is that you possess the power within to make that change today. Just like we did with that exercise to start, where we had you close your eyes and take a deep breath and say, I am powerful and I am going to change my day today. That is the power I'm referring to. That is the simple decision you have to make today, is am I going to be like the rest of the world, or am I going to be different so I can be better for others and myself? So I hope you guys have a great rest of your Tuesday today, and I look forward to connecting with you on Wednesday for some more inspiration, some motivation, and some insight to add some more fuel to your fire to help you keep charging the mountain. Have a great day, gang.